I literally almost forgot to record an episode, and I almost forgot it was Wednesday. I'm a little bit stressed, but I welcome you sincerely to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And that's about it for this episode. No, not really. But I'll be honest, since I almost forgot to record this episode, I don't really have anything planned. So I'm gonna have to think for a moment in order to come up with a good topic. By the way, I'm laying on my bed in my pajamas, so I'm in a good mood right now. Work was kind of stressful, to be honest. We had a presentation that we had to prepare for, but it all went well, so it's all good. But that's kind of the downside of my job a little bit. I'm a designer, by the way, if you didn't know that. But the downside is that there are always times when there's a lot to do, and by that I mean a lot. Even times when you have to work longer and really dive in there to get everything done on time. And then there are times when there is nothing to do and you're bored. So that's kind of the downside. But there are some sweet spots in between when you have just the right amount of stuff to do and it just feels great because you're in a state of flow and you feel comfortable. So yeah, I try to focus on those times, and I'm really, really happy about my job. And I haven't prepared anything, as I said, but I looked at my wonderful list of topics that I created about 2 years ago when I had the idea for this podcast. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was in the middle of the night, and by that I mean it must have been like 3 or 4 a.m., and I just wrote down about 100 topic and episode title ideas for this podcast. And I still have this list, and I still regularly take ideas from it to create episodes. But today I want to talk about a topic that I have added very recently, and it's the topic of fast love. Yes, we all know about fast food, fast fashion, fast living. Let's talk about fast love. My favorite topic, online dating, and your favorite topic is also online dating in this podcast, which is not surprising because there's a lot to say about it. And we all have some experience with it in one way or another. If not personally, then we know of someone who experienced something. But I want to talk about fast love today because we live in a society and in a time when things are very convenient for us. We can get anything we want really fast, and most of the time, we do not want to wait for something. I mean, when we order something online, we really want to get it within a couple of days, and we expect it. But what about relationships? And what about our connection to other people? Is that really a subject that we can treat in the same way? I personally don't think so. The truth is that good things most likely take time, and it takes time to build a connection to someone. It takes time to invest in a relationship, and it takes time and energy to open your heart. So love, and we're talking about true love, is something that cannot be achieved or created within a couple of seconds, or most likely. I mean, people talk about love at first sight. I personally haven't experienced it. I understand that it's possible, but I just wonder if it's really love that people experience at first sight, or if it's just a really extreme amount of attraction and admiration and connection. Maybe it's something else that we just call love, but that's a topic for another day. So let's get back to the title of this episode. I called it Fast Love because I think that we think very much in terms of convenience. And I think it's a dangerous time because the next attractive person is just a swipe away. But the danger is really that we do not settle at all, and that we don't give people that we like a real chance to get to know us, and to give us a chance to really get to know them. So I don't think that fast love exists. I think it's just a term that I kind of came up with. I don't know if it exists, but in my opinion, it's just as unhealthy as fast food and just as unsustainable as fast fashion. Fast love is just an illusion. We can't skip the important steps in building relationships, and we shouldn't, because at the end of the day, I mean, we should really be conscious about what and who we give our time and energy to. And when we find someone who we really care about, why not give them a chance, a real one, and invest a little bit of our time, attention, and energy in that person to see where things go. And I don't mean that we always have to be dead serious and committed 100% to someone before we're ready. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not about premature commitment. It's more about having the right intention. The intention to open yourself up to somebody else in order to create a real bond and a true and lasting and deep relationship. And I think the world needs more of that. We all need more of that, because casual flings are not going to make us happy. Even though we sometimes think they will, because they're a great, amazing distraction from our thoughts and feelings, and maybe things we do not want to feel or think about. So it's easy. But why go the easy way? I don't think it ever leads to results that are valuable. I mean, it's also not really good to make things more complicated than necessary. But love is not necessarily complicated, and building relationships is not complicated. It's just going to require a larger amount of time and energy and attention and commitment from us. So those are my thoughts on fast love. I don't think it's sustainable. I don't think it's something we should strive for. It's really something we should dismiss. We should focus on real relationships and building connections to people. So yeah, I really hope this episode inspired you in any way. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would be great. And I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.